It's been 6 months now since Governor Baker declared a state of emergency here because of the coronavirus pandemic. Many of us are understandably eager for life to get back to normal. But after this summer, commentator Ellen O'Donnell isn't so sure.
I grew up in Rhode Island, and as soon as the snow melts, I'm dreaming of sun, sand, and salt water. As cases of the coronavirus trended down this summer, my little family of four returned to some semblance of our former lives. We went to the beach. Kids buried each other in the sand. I saw crowds of teens who were definitely not keeping their distance. But it felt mostly normal. And normal felt nice. It also made me nervous. I work with families who are dealing with traumatic injuries and life-changing illness. Trauma forces time to slow down. And trauma work centers on acceptance. That means acknowledging that things are not as we want them to be and finding ways to live and thrive in spite of that. The pandemic has been described as a collective trauma. People my age and older are getting the sickest, but it's our kids who will experience the ripple effects of this time for far longer. Those teenagers I saw on the beach, the ones who weren't keeping their distance, I suspect they're flouting masks not just because their frontal lobes are immature and they believe they're invincible. I think they're calling us out. They see how adults have bungled the pandemic response. They hear the news of another Black body shot for no reason. It's obvious to them that the grown-ups are not taking seriously the job of making things better. The twin pandemics of COVID-19 and racial injustice we faced this summer could have ushered in a season of transformative change. Now, I'm worried that when this crazy time does end and we all go back to normal, we'll have learned very little, if anything, at all. Ask the average person what it means to be resilient, and they'll say some version of bouncing back from adversity. We want our economy to bounce back, and we want to get back to our jobs, schools, and routines. Except that's not actually resilience. Resilience doesn't mean bouncing back to normal. It means being transformed toward a new normal. That's my hope for the grown-ups, that we can allow ourselves to be shaped by this moment, for the better of us all.
Ellen O'Donnell is a pediatric psychologist and the co-author of the book, Bless This Mess. She's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Find her essay and thousands of others at WBUR.org.